questions. So please remember to queue up during the presentations if you have questions. And now it's Raman's turn.
Okay, so you have my title slide?
Yep.
Okay, good. So this, the thought underlying this talk originally started in my head when I listened to the excellent Tim and Tim panel at the last AC meeting. This was Tim O'Reilly and Tim Berners-Lee. And a lot of these thoughts are actually follow-up thinking based on what I was thinking of sitting listening to both Tims talking about it. So flip to my first slide. I promise you this is not a marketing talk, even though it's full of marketing terms such as rich web applications. Have you ever seen a poor web application? Nobody would write one and call it a poor thing. Also be aware that a lot of my view of web architecture and what the web and Web 2.0 is comes from my belief that the web is more than screen deep. And that probably is because I have the advantage over you of not being distracted by jumping balls on the screen or other random UI effects. So Web 2.0 to me is all about building web things out of web parts. And I think that's a crucial difference from the previous generation of the web. So in the 90s, when we were all doing the first round of the web, we would get very excited when something showed up on the web. So Web 1.0 was about bringing useful content to the web. Web 2.0, in some level, is now that you have a critical mass of useful content on the web, you can then start building web things out of web parts. This is why it is so important that things be URL addressable. And so as I was listening to the Tim and Tim panel, my immediate reaction was, well, clearly Web 2.0, then the notation was invented by non-mathematicians because a good mathematician would have written web square. Now, perhaps that is also a consequence of the fact that HTML is a rather poor rendering language and is incapable of reliably rendering a superscript. So we got Web 2.0 with the 2 written in the wrong place. So the answer to what comes after Web 2.0, if you say Web 3.0, you get sent to the back of the class as the marketing guy, right? So flip to the next slide. So now, what all of us perceive then today as Web 2.0 are pairwise combinations of useful content, where the user interface is in fact rich and interactive, or where we are aggregating things, we are integrating things, and so we say, this is web squared. Now, is the answer web cubed to the follow-on? Now, if you said that, you get to become the engineering department for that marketing guy who said Web 3.0 was the follow-up. Right? So now flip to the next slide. Here is what I really think the successor then to Web 2.0 or Web Squared, in my opinion, is if you take capital W as the set of all things that are web addressable, all things that are URL addressable, then there is nothing holy or sacrosanct about pairwise combinations. A good mathematician will tell you that once I define one as an integer, two as an integer, and I define the piano axioms, all integers are done. And so there is nothing special about pairwise combinations, which means that you can do view-to-view mashups, you can do data-to-data mashups, and you can do them more than two at a time. In fact, you can pick any pairs, any number of combinations out of those useful things. So what you get is an amazingly large set. Now, if I could do Douglas Adams here, I would start telling you how big the universe was. The universe is a remarkably big place, right? So you can sort of feel like Zephyr Beeblebrox in the vortex at this point. Mm-hmm. So flip to the next slide. So if 2 to the web is what we are actually heading for, this means it actually helps me achieve something that I've always wanted, which is the web the way I want versus the web the way you want. In fact, 2 to the web is so big that you can actually throw a few more universal quantifiers in there and say it's actually the web every which way anybody ever wanted at any given time, which is the story of the mobile web, right? You have the web. You want to view it in a manner that is useful to you, in a manner that is convenient for you. Now, will 2 to the web happen for free? I believe not. Flip to my next slide, which is my prerequisite slide. A couple of years ago at an AC meeting, we had mashed potatoes for lunch, and I said, in terms of raising the abstraction of computing, you had to sort of do mashups such that what you did not end up with was a gooey mess. You actually need a handle back to the potato from where the mashup came, right? And so what that entails is actually doing a clear separation of content and interaction, as the previous speaker pointed out. In fact, he actually saved me a lot of time because he said a lot of the things I would have had to say in my 3 minutes. So the reason why mashups work today is because either by extremely intelligent design or by pure luck, we have designed the underlying framework of the web correctly. So, for instance, a foolish way of doing a Google Maps mashup might be to take a map tile, take that JPEG, draw all the data markers that you're going to draw on it based on some other data source, and then produce a JPEG and deliver to it. Now, if you did that, you would lose because then you would not be able to mash that mashup again with something else. So this is what we need to watch out for. And if we do this right, we will indeed get the second coming of the web, which is my final slide. You can think of that slide as the second web taking off. You can also view it as a slide that summarizes how I came to Boston. So Hubble walked me onto the plane. The United pilot flew the aircraft. You mashed the two up. Now, this is clearly a mashup you don't want, where the dog flew me to Boston. So that's all I had to say.
And it looks like there's nobody on the question queue.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. That's terrific. Great. No questions either. Wow. All right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I thought you're supposed to pay for fonts. I mean, how does that work if you're getting them from a URL?
I'm going to be short. That's a long discussion, perhaps. But there's a lot of copyrighted content on the web today. There's photos and images and text, and it's all copyrighted and commercial, most of it. There's a lot of free stuff, too, of course. But we found ways to deal with it. I think we can find ways to deal with it